The spirit animal of the seven is the butterfly. Now, the butterfly is that magical creature that is so beautiful and so exciting to see. And when it flies and flutters by, you're like, oh my gosh, how beautiful. The seven is just full of light and energy. And that's the butterfly. They kind of levity and they bring everything up. And so sevens bring everything up. They're just effortless. They're big visionaries, have big imaginations of the future. They're the ones who can look at the stars and actually make constellations of them. That you can see, like, oh my gosh, wait, I thought that was just stars. No, there's a scorpion. Do you see the scorpion? And you're like, wow, yeah, that is a, hadn't even thought of that. So they can paint these big pictures and connect all these dots. They're very visionary in that way. Also full of levity and lightness. They just effortlessly lift rooms. But the problem, not the problem, but this comes with something, which is the seven wants you to know, I am a butterfly, not a kite. So under no circumstances should you ever try to attach strings to me, because I'm a free butterfly and I need freedom and I'm going to be free, so don't get any ideas. And this is a challenge because the reason is sevens are so charismatic and endearing and people love being around them, that lots of people want to attach a string to them. And they're like, oh, I want this butterfly. I want to capture this butterfly. And they're like, no, leave me alone. And so they have a little bit of a tendency to be what we call commitment phobes. And what that means is it doesn't mean they're going to always cut off relationships. It just means that they might lose interest in a particular project or initiative or a party or anything just because they don't feel like it anymore. And when they leave, the energy drops and people can feel it. And so that happens with the seven. Now, the related animal related to this is that they're also the monkey or the orangutan or that creature that swings from tree to tree to tree to tree. They have a hard time staying still, staying in one place, staying with one tree. They are the stone. You can skip across the pond and it will bounce and they will go a mile wide and an inch deep. That doesn't mean that they're superficial by nature. It just means that they just have a tendency to prefer staying joyful and happy and moving fast. And the reason is because they're trying to avoid pain. And staying in one place too long often feels like restriction and can create that sort of feeling of there might be something painful here, so I'm gonna just keep going and keep bouncing. They have a hard time staying in the present moment. So they'll have a tendency to kind of go, you know, I've always wanted to take tango lessons, and they'll go start taking tango lessons. And while they're there, they're going to be on their phone going, you know what I also want to do? I've always wanted to go to Japan. I've never been. And so they like book a trip to Japan. And while they're in Japan, they're on the computer going, this is so great in Japan. I think it's cool, but I really want to learn how to cook. And so they're looking up cooking lessons back home. And so that's sort of the energy and the vibe that you get with the seven.